Okay, this morning I'd like to, this is the first part of Shir, do something a little different. And that is, we had the concept of Meister in the Gemara, the concept of Garmi does not appear as a sugya in any of the Yeshiva Shablat that we learn in the whole cycle. All the seven Masechtas. There's never an opportunity really for a person to understand, as it should understand, the union of Dina de Garmi. And yet, it's a very basic set of rules that have to do with Adam HaMazik. And what I'd like to do is give you a Havana, a basic understanding of what Dino de Garmi is in Shas, and how it applies to Halacha, and what the Chiyuvim are. Basically, Adam HaMazik is a Maisa Hezek, is a typical Adam HaMazik. A man throws a rock through a window, or he drives a car into someone else's car, or he breaks somebody's keli with his hands. These are all regular cases of Adam HaMazik. There are numerous situations in which a person does not do a hezek yadayim. He's not actually mazik something physically, but he indirectly causes a hezek. And we're going to discuss today a number of such situations where a person is indirectly the cause of somebody else's hezek. And that we would normally call grama. A grama is chayiv bidei shamayim, but pater bidinei adam. In Bezdin, grama is pater. And in dinei shamayim, a person is supposed to pay. That means you really should pay. But Bezdin can't force you to pay. That's a grama benizikin. There's a certain group of grammas that are more chomer. That I think it's Remeya Doan Dina de Garmi. That there's a Mandiyamar in the Gemara who we paskin like. He says there are certain grammas that are chayiv. And since it's confusing, what name are we going to give that group? We give it a name, Garmi. We call it Dina de Garmi. Garmi is the same thing as grama. It's just a way of remembering things. So you call it Garmi. Garmi, what is Garmi? They're just a group of gramas that are chayv. So they're chayv b'dinei adam. The person is mechayv. So it's in between. It's not a mazik b'yadayim, which is when you do it physically. It's not a regular grama, which is pater. It's the in-between cases, Garmi, that are chayv. The big question is, what is included in Garmi? What is the rule? When, if I cause somebody a damage, if I cause someone a hezek, when is that Garmi? And when is that not Garmi? If someone changes lanes quickly on the highway, the car, because of that, the car behind him swerves to miss him and hits the guardrail. What is that? It's not mazik b'yadayim, you didn't touch him. Is that a grama? Is that Garmi? How do you decide when you indirectly cause something if it's grama or garmi? In Shas, it doesn't say a klal any place in Shas. What we do have in Shas are a bunch of cases, a handful of cases of garmi. And the Rishonim all struggle to understand what is the klal that we're going to come away with. If you look in the Kovitz on Bava Kama, at least the one I have, in the beginning it has the Ramban. There's no Ramban on Bava Kama. It has the Kuntres de Garmi. The Ramban wrote a Kuntres of Dina de Garmi, try to establish what's called Garmi. The cases in Shas include the following cases. You have the case of Meiser in Agamara. Meiser, which is the case where a person shows, he doesn't touch a biyadayim. If he would take a biyadayim, he'd be a mazik. He shows the guy where he can get the yid's money. it's Meiser. There's another case on Tzadik Ches of Seirif Shtereisov Shel Chaveira. If somebody has a shtar that someone else owes him money, and he's going to use this shtar in order to be Taveya, and the Gemara is talking about such a nitva who will deny it if you don't have the shtar. So your friend has a shtar. The shtar says that Pliny has an IOU from Pliny. And you go and you burn that shtar. That's another example of garmi. What did you destroy? It was a piece of paper. A piece of paper has minimal value. But that piece of paper, if he presents it to the person who borrowed, he'll get money for it. If you destroy the shtar in such a case, you will end up being chayiv al dina de garmi, even though you're only a grama. But that's also chayiv. So that's case number two. The third case, also in the ninth parak, is on Daf Kuf. Mara dina l'shulchani v'nimtzara. You're doing a business deal. Someone wants to pay you. You suspect the money he's giving you is counterfeit. You ask a banker, a shulchani, if it's good. He tells you it's good. You can accept it. You accept it. And it turns out that it's counterfeit. Mara dina l'shulchani v'nimtzara. He's not a mazik b'yadayim. Nevertheless, he's chayiv al tzdina de garmi. So these are three cases in our Masechta of dina de garmi, where la'alacha we paskin do dina de garmi, and these are three examples: meiser and sarish toresu shel chaveray, and mara dina l'shulchan even in tzura. So I have a shiloh. What's the dibimeis? What's the mishaydis? I have the shiloh both ways. That's a question of dina de garmi. If we ignore the question of whether he has a din of a shaymer there, it will be the same. Although something is under your care, it might be different. But if you're a meister, if you're a worker, and if you're a customer in the store and you show, then it will be the same. So these are examples of garmi. The question is, what is the rule? What is the klal? Now, one of the reasons garmi is so complicated is because there are five or six shittas in the Rishayim what the klal is. And if I were to sit here and tell you all five or six shittas, you'd go out totally confused. And I know that for sure, because whenever I try to learn the five or six shittas, I end up confused. Very hard to go through six totally different shittas and have a good havana. So I'd like to share with you the Shittas HaRosh, which is the way the Ramah paskins. The Ramah is in Simen Shin Pei Vav Sif Beis. The Ramah paskins like the Rosh. The Rosh is in the ninth parak. It's Parak Tes Simen Yud Gimel in the ninth parak. And the Rosh says a rule for Dina de Garmi. It's also the Shita of Tosis in Bava Basra in the second parak. The Vayachbar, I think, is Daf Chaf Beis. The Shita of the Rosh in Tosis. And the Rosh's Shita is, how do you decide if something is Bari Hezekah? He says the following. He says, you need two conditions. How do you decide if it's Garmi? I mean, you need two conditions. One is, it has to be Bari Hezekah. It has to be a sure thing that this is going to cause a Hezek. When I say a sure thing, nothing in the world is 100%. But it means, but derech hateva, this is what's going to happen. If you show somebody, you show someone's coming for money, where the money is, typically he'll go and get it. So condition number one, it has to be bari hazek, it has to be a sure thing. And condition number two is you have to be doing something to the dover hanizik. What you're doing, you have to be doing to the thing that's getting damaged. And included in that is that the damage is miyad. You have to be doing it to the thing that's getting a nizik, and it has to be a hezek that comes right away. Those are the rushes, two conditions. So the rush holds. Let's say someone puts mattresses or pillows on the ground, and he throws out of the second floor, he throws out some, whatever it is, a piece of furniture or some glasses, something glass that will break. Let's say he wants to get furniture out of a building, and he doesn't want to schlep it down all the flights. So he puts a bunch of mattresses on the ground, and he throws the furniture out the window. I'm not suggesting it, but in such a Gemara, such a case. So somebody else comes by, and as the thing is coming down, he pulls away the mattress. And now, when it falls, it breaks. Even let's say the thing is already in midair, it's on its way down. And he pulls away the mattress, and it breaks. So like the Shita Sarosh, what's a din? Huh? It's potter, because even though it's Bari Hazeka, it's for sure going to happen. And it's Miyad. But he's not doing the Maisa to the Dabar HaNizik. He's doing the Maisa to the mattress, to the pillow. So the Rosh holds that you're potter, because you don't have the second condition. The second condition is, you have to be doing it to the Dabar that's G'nizik, the thing that becomes damaged. This is the Shita of the Rosh, which is the way the Ramah paskins L'Halacha. Case of
the
money is. He showed the money. He's doing something to the money. He's showing him where the money is. Okay, but that's the Maisa Hezek is showing him, and the showing is not being done to another thing. It's being done to that. So therefore, that's considered a garment. I told you there are five or six shitas. That's because no shita fits all the cases perfectly. The Rosh holds that when you burn someone's shtar, you're damaging that is the loan that you're damaging. That's called damaging the loan. However you understand. What? You said in the mashkin look the chayv. You're saying in the shtar look the chayv. Okay. At any rate, this is the way the Rosh passes. I should, just to illustrate the confusion over this, if you look in Shin Pei Vav, you'll see a gigantic shach. It goes for many pages. The shach argues with this Rosh, with this Ramah. The shach goes through all the Rishayim and Shitas. He says none of them fit all the cases. And he goes with the Shita of the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah is one of the Balei Tosfos, who says there are no klolin for Garmi. Whatever Chazal set up to be Garmi, it's a din, the Shachos is the Drabanan. It's a din Drabanan that Chazal said you have to pay. Whatever you find in the Gemara, or similar to a case of the Gemara, that Shah says you have to pay, that's Garmi. And anything else is not Garmi, it's all a Knas the Drabanan. And that's the way the Shach paskins. According to the Shach, is the most liberal Shita. He holds Min HaTorah, everything's Pater. And this is all a Knas de Rabbanan, and Mimela, the Shach holds that a Shaygeg or an Einis like Konsu, like Armi b'Shaygeg b'Einis, the Shach Shita is like Konsu. He bases it again on Mishainim, which the Ramah doesn't hold of. The Ramah holds that Yechayev. The Shach also holds it's a Knas de Rabbanan, so like Konsu b'Noy Achrav. The Shach Shita and Garmi is that it's only a Knas to Rabbanim. And if a man dies, his child doesn't have to pay. But the Ramah doesn't hold that way. And Reif Paiskim hold, like the Ramah, that it's really a Din Torah. Certain types of Garmi are be'ikr chayiv. It's not a Knas. It's a real mazik. And Kansu b'day achra. And if you chayiv shaygig or not, it's totally in a separate Indian, which maybe we'll still get to. But these are the basic two shitas, the shita of the Ramah and the Shita of the Shach. And from that, Zayskabait, all of the many Shailas Halacha L'maisa of Dina de Garmi. The Ramah in Simen Kuf Chav Tes brings a not uncommon situation. The Ramah says that if he tells, if, let's say Reuven asks Shimon for a loan. So Shimon doesn't know, is Reuven a good credit risk? He's not a good credit risk. So he comes over to you and he says, "Do you know Reuven? Is he, can I lend him money? Is he reliable?" And he says, "Yeah, he's for sure reliable. I know for sure, and he can pay you back, and he'll pay you back." He gives an eitzah. And Shimon lends Reuven the money, and then Reuven doesn't pay. Reuven skips town. He doesn't pay. Is the miyayitz chayiv? Is the one who gave the eitzah to lend, is he chayiv? What should be? What? Huh? If he wanted to be mechayiv himself, he would have been an arev. What about Atzmazik? He was goyer and mehezik.
You can't know this for sure. It's not a certainty.
It's not bari azeka. It's not a certainty depending on the person.
Yeah, you can't be sure that the guy's going to pay it back.
It's an interesting thing. The Ramah says yechayiv. So it's interesting. The Ramah's lashon is Yechayiv to have a ka'arvus. That's really the lashon of Ramah. But the Shach says it doesn't mean it. Garmi. That's how the Shach explains the Ramah. That Yechayiv at Garmi. If you just learn that simon in Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like any time you give a person an eitzah to give a loan, you're taking a big risk. If you're telling him for sure it's good, then you may be chayiv. However, the Achrayim bring, based on the Shitas HaRamah of Garmi, that it's only true if it was Bari Hezeka. If at the time you gave him advice to give the loan, at that time, either you knew he was an Ani already, or you knew he was a crook already. If you give someone advice to make a loan, he makes the loan. And later, the borrower becomes poor, and that's why he can't pay. Then you potter. Because it has to go through with the kwalim that we're talking about of Dina de Garmi. Since it's not Bari Azeka, you potter. Even though Ramah says Yechayiv, we understand the Ramah. He's talking in a case where it is Bari Azeka. Well, for sure, a Hezek will come.
The damage can happen right away.
What?
The damage can happen right away.
Oh, that's also if he's already an Ani. So when you give him the money, Chazal say, Hiniyach lai ma'isav akaren atzvi. When you lend money to somebody who's a crook or who doesn't have the ability to pay back, so it's like putting your money on it at the back of a deer. It's lost money. This is the klal in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, there's one more set of cases of Garmi which come up a lot. And that is called in the Achrayinu Shaloshin Haitzi Haitzoi Salpiv. Haitzi Haitzoi Salpiv. Typical case in Shulchan Aruch of Haitzi Haitzoi Salpiv is you call a manufacturer and you tell him to make furniture for you. Or you call a printer and you tell him to print up an invitation for you. And he does it. And then when he comes, you say, "No, I'm not interested. There was no kinyan. I didn't make any kinyan to be mechayev myself. I just told you, manufacture something for me, and I'll buy it from you. I didn't do any kinyan. Why should I be chayev? I changed my mind. I don't want it." So in Shulchan Aruch, it says that any time a person is haitzei sapiv, it says this example, in Shimon Shin Lamed Gimel Sif Ches, that you have to pay. That's another type of garmi. You caused the hezek. That's interesting. When you caused it, this is a twist. You were mazikim when you told him make it. Now, and I'll buy it from you. Now, obviously, if he's making a piece of furniture that he could sell anyway, there's no hefsek. But if you make something to your specifications, let's say he prints an invitation for you, It makes a type of furniture that is not sellable, just for you. That you're also chayiv because of this rule that hoitzi aitzayis apiv is chayiv. The gedorim of hoitzi aitzayis apiv again become the topic of a certain amount of confusion. Avada, like the Ramah, you need bari hazeika. We're saying it's garmi. It has to be something that's a bari hazeika. But the gedorim are a little hard, and the geder ha'inyan is almost mistayvev around a Rambam and Ravid. There's a tshuva Rabbi Kiva Eger, and this comes up. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a shayla. If you order something, let's say you order something from someone, and then you decide you don't want it. Let's say something you could return. He didn't make it for you. Do you have to pay the shipping charges? Or he pays it. He sent it and you decide you don't want it. Are you mechuyev to pay shipping charges on something you decide you don't want? Rabbi Kiva Eger, this was Esther Shaila. It's in the Chuvus Rabbi Kiva Eger. Simon Kufa Medalad. What's the Shaila? Is it Garmi? Right? Same Shaila. Is it Garmi? Which type of Garmi? It's you told him to spend money, and he spent money. So here, Ricky Vager says that this whole thing depends on a Rambam derived. So we're going now like into the second half of Dina de Garmi. The Rosh and the Shach. The Rosh and Ramah and the Shach and the Ritzbah, that's one set of Inyanim of Garmi. Hoytei Tois Alpiv, the Rambam says that if someone is engaged to be married, and his case is that the girl side backed out of the Shidduch, and the boy side had made a vart, had made a vachayim, whatever, a vart, they spent money to make a simcha. So the Rambam says that the one that backs out is mechuyev to pay the other side for the hotzais. The mechuyev to pay whatever it is that they spent. Assuming it's just one side that's backing out and the other side is interested. So the Rambam says, if they spent hoitzois, kiminig hamedina. They made a vart. Yesterday I was on my way to the Navi Shir. I was waiting at the red light on my corner. So we looked in the window in Kamenetz. So my wife says, wow, that's a very one. They're preparing some kind of a simcha there, and it was taka a very one. It was, wow. And we were outside just looking through the window. You know, when people spend crazy amounts of money for a vart, and the nachay, the Rambam says, if you spend money, committing hamedina, the normal amount, so then the side that backs out is chayiv. Now, should that be garmi, really? This is like we're jumping. Till now, hoitzei tzois apiv is with your mouth, you told someone, do this, print this, manufacture this, you said something. He didn't say anything. You tell him to do it. He did it because he wants to do it. The Ravid says, I don't understand. Gemara says that if you sell someone seeds, and they're bad seeds, there are certain seeds that don't grow. So if you sell someone seeds, and he plants them, and they don't grow, you have to pay him back the value of the seeds. But you don't have to reimburse him. He spent money planting it. He hired workers, and he plowed his field, and he planted the seeds. You're not mechuyev to pay for that. That's a grama. It's even a vaita grama. You knew when you give him the seeds that he's going to do that. Zokterai, the vaistais, hoitzei tzois apiv, is not, if you just know he'll do it, it has to be you tell him. So zokterai, that's not called hoitzei tzois apiv. So Mimela is up to right, that who I did, someone gets engaged, and somebody makes a simcha. That's the Hoytzei Tzoyisap. If the person did it for himself, just like the personal plant does it for himself. The person makes a vart, so he wants to make for himself, so let him make. I'm not chayiv to pay. That's the right. Now the problem is that we pass him like the Rambam. Even the Ezer Simin Nun, we pass him like the Rambam. So the question is, how do you answer the Ravid Kasha? How do you answer the Ravid Kasha? So the Kiva Eger says, what? You sell someone's seeds. So the farmer comes in for seeds. I'm not talking about edible seeds. I'm talking about seeds planting, right?
You sell them seeds. I know they're no good.
And you know they're no good. Depending on whether Shaykh is fired back or me, it may not matter. But let's say you do know. Let's say you know they're no good. You sell it to him. He plants them. Why don't you have to pay the cost of the planting? Why is it Hoytzei Tzoyisap Hiv? All right, that may be a correct answer. Hold on a second. But there are according to times here, so like you're saying. But the Kiveger, I think, is the Ikala Halacha. Yeah.
Sounds like the party is for something that they got engaged to be married, right? So that happened anyways, even if later on somebody backed up. Why should we have anyways?
Because that party was a purposeless party. That expense is expense. At that time it was, but nobody would want to make the expense is only an expense a person is willing to go through on the assumption there'll be a chasana. If you would know there wouldn't be a chasana, nobody would spend it. It's all a hagdama to a chasana. If there's no chasana, then there's not. It's interesting. The halacha is Rav Moshe has a tshuva. He says if people get married and lo'aleinu later they get divorced, there's no tviya on any of these things. Rav Moshe holds that if people get married and then divorced, you don't even have to give back the engagement ring. Or the wedding band. They're done al dasi, you get married. Once you get married, it's finished. Whatever happens later. Life has its strange twists and turns. But an engagement is, what is it? It's a shidduch. You're celebrating the fact that you're going to get married. Nobody wants to just be engaged. You're engaged to be married. The simcha is, the spending of the money is, as a preparation for marriage. And therefore it's considered a hezek to cause somebody to do it where there'll be no marriage. At any rate, Rabbi Kiveger's Hagdara, the way I understand, it's based on the Magid Mishnah, is that anything which is done for the das of the one who's causing it to happen. In other words, by a vart, the vart is not done just for the one side, it's done for both sides. Hoytzei Tzoyis Al Piv is where either I say it, or without saying it, I cause it to happen. But it's being done for me. Maybe for you also, but for me also. If I order furniture to be made, I'm ordering it for me. If I order an invitation, I'm ordering it for me. If I set up that there'll be a vart, it's for me. Maybe for you too. But Hoytzei Tzoyis Al Piv is where someone spends money for me. When I give someone seeds, when he plants it, he's planting it for him. He's not planting it for me. I couldn't care less if he takes the seeds and plants it, or if he takes the seeds and throws it away. That's not a case of Hoytzei Tzoyis Al Piv, because there, the Hoytzeis are totally L'Toivas, the recipient. And that's not a case of Dina Degarmi. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's rule, and I think La Halacha, that's the Halacha. L'maisa. Svara needs a little bit of a thing. This whole Indian is new to you. It's hard to start tumbling about the Svara, but it is a little hard to understand. We're going back that it has to be Bari Hazeka, which it is. Breaking the engagement is a Bari Hazeka on the cost that were incurred. And it has to be that you're doing it somehow directly. It has to be Mazik Yadai. somehow the Rambam understood to be machalik between when I give you something, you spend it, I'll daiti, then it's alpiv, I'm the one who wanted it. Or you do it for yourself, that's not alpiv, I sold you seeds, do whatever you want with the seeds. But this is the second klal of hoitzei tzoyis alpiv. There's a lot of tumbling over hoitzei tzoyis alpiv. The Arsamecha has a second shita in how to answer the Rambam, and the Makna has a third shita. There are really three shitas in how to answer. I just think that the Paiskim, it seems they never like Rabbi Kiva Eger. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is really a Magid Mishnah. And I think as a matter of halacha, it's a. We once had a shayla here. One of the fellows in yeshiva had the following shayla. He ordered a kitchen cabinets for a kitchen. He and his father, they ordered kitchen cabinets for a kitchen. I don't know if you know, but hanging kitchen cabinets is very expensive. Why it's that way, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. But if kitchen cabinets cost $1,000, halavai, then the putting them up also costs $1,000. Like it's a very, it seems to be a big chachma to not hang it up. And so the person ordered a kitchen full of kitchen cabinets. And when the person came to hang it, some of the cabinets were the wrong size. So he did whatever he did. He came back a second time, and that was an additional cost. So the person timed it to the cabinet maker that you have to pay me the additional cost. It's a cost to you. If you would have sent the cabinets the right way, then I would have paid him just for one visit. Now, since it was the wrong way, I had to pay him for a second visit. And he felt he was right. And the other person, what was the defense? It was the Shrachat defense. So what did he say? I made a mistake. What do you want from me? I made a mistake. I don't know. So who's right? According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, it seemed to me that the one who manufactured it does not have to pay. It's not hoitzei tzoyis alpiv. You ordered cabinets. I sent you the cabinets. I don't care what you do with them. You can throw them in the garbage for all I care. It's like selling seeds. Or your potter. So hoitzei tzoyis alpiv, otherwise it's not more than a grama. Now maybe the Shemaim should pay. But as far as Bezdin is concerned, he's potter.
This is
you call a car service and you're back out. It's different. There's a when no a car service could also be English. No, there's a difference between an employee who works for you and a cobbler who makes furniture for you. Somebody who manufactures. This all applies if someone manufactures something. Someone works for you. You tell them to do work. You have to pay him. That's a kinyan. Chilas malach is a kinyan. Car service, if you have a cobbler or a worker, I have to think of that. But,
it's only
not the actual time. No, in Shulchan Aruch it says, I don't want to get into it, in Shulchan Aruch it says, the first din in Hilchos Payalim, if you hire a worker, and you back out, and if he has another job he can get, he has no hefsid, ein lo yalav el tarum, is the Lashna Mishnah. But if you cause him to lose a different job, then you have to pay him his pu'ula. Now, all right, that's a separate inyan. But it's a din of hiring a payil. It doesn't apply to kaplanas. You have to understand how it applies to kasher. Anyway, what I tried to do is to give you the klolim of garmi. These are the basic klolim. Now, every sugya has its basic chakira. Any sugya in shas, that's a shas sugya, has like one klaliyistika chakira in the achrayim. Some have ten. But certain sugyas, as soon as you open up the sugya, you should immediately come to mind certain chakiras. You know, mazik has the chakira we talked about at the beginning of the year, why a mazik pays, son shmira or not, shavyanashi chatichet yisura. Anybody who ever learned through it, shavyanashi chatichet yisura is a shayla, if it's because you believe that something's an Isser, or it's like a neder, you create a new Isser. Adam Neman Atma Yesim Emei Eidim has a space of Chakira. What does it mean you believed it against Eidim? Because you believed? Because you're not believed, that will machayv you anyway. Anyway, Garmi has its basic Chakira. The Chakira is the following. It's in a number of Achrayim. The stipler here in the ninth parak, in Simin, I think it's Simin Lamed Aleph, declares, what is garmi? All these cases. You can understand two ways. you can understand that Garmi is a form of Adam HaMazik. It's a type of Adam HaMazik. If Garmi is a type of Adam HaMazik, so that means that Adam is Chayiv if he's a Mazik B'Yadayim. And if he does Garmi, he's also Chayiv. The Chiddush is that this is included for whatever reason in Adam HaMazik. Or you could understand that Garmi is a totally separate Chiddush HaTorah. It's a totally separate Chiddush. Garmi is, it's like a new Mazik, a new way of being Mazik. The way the Stipler phrases it, you could learn Garmi Yachayiv because you caused Hezik, which is Adam HaMazik. Or you could learn Yechayiv because you created a mazik. Stipler says every garmi, what's a garmi? Someone else's mazik. You just cause it. Meiser, what's meiser? You caused that someone else took his money. What's sarish deraisa shachaveira? You caused that the loiv is not going to pay. What was the other case we had? Maradin al-Lechemvini. What's Maradin al-Lechemvini? The Chemvini to the Shulchani. The Shulchani caused that someone else is going to get away with giving counterfeit money. All these cases, you're creating a mazik. It's a new thing. It's not Adam a mazik. You're chayef for creating some sort of a new mazik. My nafkamina. The nafkamina is, if you're chayef arba devarim, let's say you did a garmi to cause a human being damage. Do you pay nezek, like everything? If it's adam amazik, then it pays nezek to aripa, shevas, and bashes. The Stipler says a second nafkamina, what a few people asked. If garmi is a shaygeg, or an oinus, is it chayt? If you learn garmi is adam amazik, adam udlailam. Doesn't matter if you're a shaygeg or an oinus, except an oinus gamor, Taisa said is part of. But otherwise, if you hold that garmi is adam amazik, so you chayiv even if it's not amazed. If you hold it's a new mazik, so then mechatesi, so then you can flare. If it's that way, and it's them, it's a machlekes rishayim, they want to be tailored in the machlekes rishayim. The Stipler has this clear regarding Garmi, that's the basic clear, as I say, in Garmi. And it seems that there's a one-line Rashba in our sugya that could answer the question. The Rashba asks, and right in the beginning of Hey Amid Aleph, on the Chof Dalet of Ovis Nezikin, Velisni Garmi, why does it say Garmi? Why does it say? It says Chof Dalet Avos Nezikin. Why does it say Sarish Toras Shachadayrai? Why does it say Garmi? Is it 25th? So the Stipler, the Rashba answers, Garmi is included in Nezek. When it says Nezek, Sarish Toras, that includes Garmi. It seems that the Rashba understands that Garmi is Adam HaMazik. It's included in the Mazikin that we already spoke about. So from this, like I say, this one line Rashba, it seems to be Peshit the Shaila. The Stipler anyhow is titled in the Machlekes Rishayim, the two ways to learn. So it could be the Grata doesn't work out because he puts the Rashba and a different Rashba on the other side. But in our sugya, it seems to be that the it seems to be Peshit. Right, so these are the rules of Dina de Garmi. Only Cheshvin. We've been learning Bavakama for many more months. We're going to bump into Garmi again. It comes up occasionally. We try to remember the Klolim of Garmi. The Iker is to know the Rosh's two rules, Bari Hezeka and Mazik B'Yadayim. That you have to be doing it. When I say Mazik B'Yadayim, I mean the Garmi is B'Yadayim to the Dover HaNezek. The Rosh's two rules are really the Iker to remember, the Taich of Garmi. If you remember that it's Machlekes Rishayim, the Rambam has a whole different shita, and And that Hoytzei Tois Al Piv is a sort of a second category of Garmi, which is also Chayiv. Alright, so much for Garmi. Just back to the Gemara. The Gemara had Meiser, which is Garmi, and Mefagel. Alright, so let's talk about Mefagel. Okay, the Gemara said that there's a mazik called Mefagel. And why didn't the Mishnah count it? Because Bekachim like Hamayim. So what would you say by Garmi? If someone gives a check to someone else and the check bounces, is that Garmi or Grama? The person whose check bounced now has a fee to pay. Is that Garmi or Grama? I give it to someone. I give someone a check. Garmi or it's Grama? The Bari Hazeka. I give someone a check and they have no funds, so it's Bari Hazeka. Is that called Mazik Biadayim? They're doing the Hezek Biadayim. Sounds a little more like the Shulchan. What is the Shulchan doing? He's saying, is this coin good? Should I accept it? Here, you go into a store, he's saying, is this check good? Should I accept it? You're saying, yes.
The check is good. It's based on the bank
accounts.
Like the seeds. The seeds are real seeds.
The seeds are a shiloh of hoitzei. So he spends other money based on it. He's not spending any other money. I give him the check, and based on the check.
You have to say in them with the money. The money is good. Nobody's going to honor it. Just pay.
The money is good.
The money itself is a piece of paper. Represents.
Yeah, but it's a full counterfeit piece of paper. It's a child's piece of paper. It's not money.
It represents what people will use.
When the Gemara talks about money, it means the Eskim is a gold, and it turns out it's really bronze. You know, that's what it means. It's not what it was made out to be. You tell him that. Going to be given the.
Well, you didn't tell him that. It's like a thumb of seed. You didn't tell him behind it. You didn't tell him to the back of the check. You gave him the check. So, if he knows it's good for him, we'll wait around until later on.
I would think it's the same as Shulchani. I would think it's the same. If you give a Shulchani, if you tell a Shulchani, you tell somebody it's a good coin, accept it. If you tell somebody it's a good check, accept it. Well, what's the difference between the two? I'd say it's up here if I need, it shouldn't be like there. But there, he spent his own money. So you need whatever the Gedarim are. Here, he didn't spend his money, he just accepted it. It was a bad check. And say to deposit it. Now, Grama it certainly is. Chayv de Shemayim is certainly Chayv. Right. I want you to know that even though we have to learn Dina de Garmi, if it ever comes up in your life that you're a Goyrim, it's not Garmi, you should pay. Chayv Bedina Shemayim means you have to pay. Doesn't mean that to pay. It's not what Chayv Bedina Shemayim means you have to pay. You have to pay. I once had an incident, a sichsuch between two people over money. And Rav Yitzchak Isbi, Olava Shalom, was alive then. They were misfallen by him. So he sent them to me. He didn't want to get involved. So he sent them to me. So they came, and we sat in the shul, and each side said its side. And I came out to be Mechayiv, the Nitva. The Nitva has to pay the Tevei. So He called me up afterwards, Rabbi Isri called me up. He says, but it was only a grama. Why does he have to pay? So I told him, Taka was only a grama. But a grama has to pay. Chayev b'dinei shemayim. Rav Palm told me a klal that when somebody doesn't want to come to Beis Din, and you have to send them a hazmana, forcing to come, then you can only be the chayiv in what's chayiv b'dinei adam. Because when you're forcing someone to pay, doesn't want to come to Beis Din, you can only force chayiv b'dinei adam. But if two sides come to somebody willingly, they're not being forced. They come willingly to know a psak, that means they want to know the halacha. If two sides come willingly, then they have to know that it's chayiv. If it's chayiv b'dinei shemayim, then it's a chayiv. Chayiv b'dinei shemayim means you really chayiv to pay. And even though we're going to a dinei grama, you should just know that you really, if it ever comes up in your life, you should know. If you ever pull away the pillow and the thing breaks, that you should pay for it. I'm not saying you shouldn't pay for it. We're learning the sugya is that the Rama says that it's part of b'dinei yadam. But it's not that you shouldn't pay for it. If you're a gairin, you should pay for it. You have a chayiv to pay. It's chayiv. It's chayiv. I'm sorry. It's a good question. I think that everyone's better off in this case if you just say it's chayiv. But the time to say is in the beginning when the two sides come and they want to set things up. You let them know that if it's chayiv b'dinei shemayim, I'm going to say chayiv. Later, when you're mechayiv, the dying really is better off just saying pay rather than starting to get into the dinei shemayim, dinei adam. It's a very hard thing. I remember when I worked for Art Scroll and we had in the Gemara, I don't know where it came up in the Masechtas I did, to teach chayiv b'dinei shemayim. I remember we had a little tumult over how to translate it. How to translate it in English wasn't chayiv b'dinei shemayim. Chayiv latzeis yidei shemayim. I remember I translated it, you have a moral responsibility to pay. And they weren't happy with that. I don't remember what the maskana was. But these things are sometimes very hard to put into English. Interesting. Anyway, I wanted just to explain mefagel. Rashi is a paladik of Rashi. Rashi says mefagel, pigle always means pigle. Pigle means you shecht something and you have a mind to eat it chutzlus manai, or to shpritz it down chutzlus manai, whatever. And Rashi's strangest thing is he says mefagel is you shecht achatas l'shem shlamim. Pella. Rashi nowhere else in Shas teaches. If Rashi would always teach mefagel this way, he'd have a different teach. Punkt here, he teaches mefagel this way. So the Haggah on the bottom of the page from the Maharav Rabbi Tzal Ransberg says a pshat that a chatas you can only eat for one day and one night. A shlamim you could eat for 2 days and a night. So if you shlecht a shlamim, a chatas l'shem shlamim, that's pigle. Because you're taking something that could be eaten for one day and shechting it with the das to eat it for 2 days. That's what he's taking in Sudi and Menachis. Very, very strange. If that's what Rashi meant, why did he have to tell us, you know, Chatas Hashem Shlomim, which means, why did he just say, you have a mind for 2 days? But I guess since it's a Shvera Kasha, that's the shot that he goes with.
This case is even amazing.
Fagel.
It's
the question of whether he has to pay or whether it becomes pigle. It becomes pigle.
Right,
because he had a mind. The question of whether he has to pay, it'll be totally in the machlaikis if. No, I'm sorry, this is Hezek Shein and Nicker. So it would depend again if it's Hezek Shein and Nicker, what? Gemara is saying it was chayiv. Well, it's chayiv and mezer of a shaygeg. Gemara is not saying. He's asking if it's a shaygeg. I'm not sure what the din is. Why is it a shaygeg?
I mean, he had a mind for something, which is a good carbon.
It's hard to imagine a case of mazid. That's what you mean.
The mazid, the case where we had in mind that the fire had in mind that it could be even close to the man, that would be a mazid.
If it's a mistake, it's a shaygig. If you did it deliberately, then it's a mazid. Here, if you deliberately had a mind of shame shlomim, then it'll be a mazid. It's what if you knew? It's just hard to imagine why anybody would do such a thing.
Maybe
typically it's a shaykh. What? Sometimes a person's thinking that he's going to cheat. He'll eat it a day later. He has at least some hanaf in it. So he's doing it. It's at the chatos chim. Okay. Could be. Not sure. The Pnei Yeshua just learns in Rashi that Rashi taka taicht pigul means shalai l'shma. The pigle here in this Gemara, even though it's not the way the pigle is usually taiched, but he says, what are you going to do? Rashi taiched mefagel and asugya to be shechting a karbi shalai yashma. Rashi, for some reason, holds that that's the mefagel here. The halacha is, those who learned at the beginning of Menachis, that if you shecht a karbi shalai yashma, it's kosher. Ela shalai olu labailam l'shem chayva. That's what it says in the first Mishnah in Tzvachim. That if you shech the carbon, shalai l'shma, it's a kosher carbon, you can be makkav it. Ela shalai olu l'baylam l'shem chayva, the barrel is not yaitu's chayv, he has to replace it. Zakta Pnei Yeshua. Really, mefagel, typical mefagel, is the same as menasech. He took somebody's thing, he made it asabana. What does it mean? He do it through nisuch or pigul? Rashi wanted a new mazik here by Mefagel. What's the new mazik? When you shech the carbon, shalai l'shma, the carbon is kosher. You are mazik to carbon. The carbon, you behave with the carbon exactly the way you would anyway. You spritz the blood, and you makruv de murim, and you eat the pots you're allowed to eat. Ela, what's the hezik? Shalai olu l'baleim l'shaim chayv. That the owner has to replace it with a new one. Not replace it. He has to add to it a new one. So Rashi wanted, the Gemara says, Eima Mefagel, it should be a new type of mazik. What's the new type of mazik? Shaloi Lishma, where the carbon is kosher, and you have to replace it. So it was mazik, what? He wasn't mazik to Gufa the Eima. He was mazik, the shibur of the owner, that now the owner has to replace it. So this is the whole pilpul that he sticks into Rashi. That Rashi wanted a new type of mazik, not stam you made it asa ba'anah, that it says menasech already, which is making things asa ba'anah. A new kind of mazik. New kind of mazik is, your mazik a carbon in a way that the carbon is kosher, and the owner is damaged because he has to bring a new one. And the only thing that the din is that way is shalai l'shma. Pigul, carbon's possible. And all the other psulim is dashim, it's possible. The only thing is shalai l'shma. This is the Pnei Yeshua is learning into Rashi. There's one problem. Anybody learned the first Mishnah in Tzvachim lately? The first Mishnah in Chataka says, Kol Tzvachim Shechtu Shalai L'Shma Ksherim Ela Shalai O Baal M'Shem Chayva. But it says Chutz Mekarben Chatas. So what? Carbon Chatas, carbon Pesach could be also, the Mishnah doesn't mention it. It mentions Rav Yossi Eimrath, carbon Ashem, the way I remember. But carbon, so if that's Shedder Rashi, he could have picked any carbon, just not Chatas, if it says Chatas. So the Yeshua says, you have to change your gear in Rashi to Shlomim L'Shem Chatas. Yerushal to the Shlomim. That just takes all the Cheshik out of the Pnei Yeshua, you know, it's a nice chat. But he has to switch the gifts around, it takes the cheshik out of it. But that's the Pnei Yeshua's Pshat and Rashi, and he wants to make this sort of this new type of mess. Okay, tomorrow Mitzvah I'm going to turn the page, so make sure you learn the whole Amid is one good sentence, the whole Amid on the ground.